It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are in a month where we're going to pick up between February 1st and February 28th. We're going to gain something like 85 minutes of additional daylight, an hour and 25 minutes of additional daylight in just the month of February. So enjoy. Get out and use that daylight. Do something. Or with the moon shining, perhaps you can get out and do something in the dark. It might be kind of fun to do that too. There's lots of things going on. The great horned owls are probably on their nests already, maybe even have babies out by now. The barred owls are probably getting ready to nest. I expect to hear their hooting choruses starting up anytime soon. Great gray owls would be nesting by now. These owls get an early start because they've got a lot of work to do. It takes quite a bit of instruction from parents to offspring to become successful. And when everything you do supports you in your life, it becomes quite important that you do those things well and that you get a chance to practice them while mom and dad are still around, because you only get one shot at it when you're an owl. You don't come back to mom and dad later and say, you know, I'm having a little bit of a tough time of it. Could I share some of your larder? And they're likely to say, scram. We spent our time with you and we're done with you. Move on. So the owls are, they start early and they are starting now. So check them out. Keep an eye on them. Be careful for them, because oftentimes they'll dash across a road in front of you and not even see you. They're focused on some target that they are going to hopefully capture and eat. And so oftentimes they can become casualties along the road, as we heard in the North Shore Community Schools report this morning. Talk about a great gray owl that was killed on Highway 61 north of Two Harbors. And that, a sad incident. Those are special birds. And I'm sure that none of us would want the responsibility of having hit such a thing. And speaking of owls, one of their targets out there, the long-tailed weasel, dashed across my path the other morning. A little bit of snow on the ground, fresh snow, about an inch of fresh snow, and he was making big tracks, little tracks, but a long distance in between. He was not happy to be caught in my headlights, and so he was running and jumping and really moving. Now, we all know that the weasel is one of those critters that changes color in the wintertime, goes from brown to white, except for the tip of its little tail. And people have often wondered why the tip of his tail would stay black and not turn white like the rest of him, helping him to become even more invisible. Well, it turns out that they have done some experiments with this sort of thing, and they've discovered that birds of prey, like owls, are oftentimes confused by this black dot at the end of the animal and will sometimes attack the wrong end. And you can imagine an owl whose feet are its capturing mechanism. If they come down and thinking that they see that black tip and thinking it's the front of the weasel and grab for it, they're gonna grab onto something, you know, less in diameter than a pencil, and it's gonna be kind of hard for them to get a hold of it and really do any damage. And so the weasel can slip away and perhaps live to fight another day. So it's kind of interesting. I suppose what happened is that certain weasels persevered with this black tip on their tail and actually survived and were able to pass this along to their offspring, which helped them to survive, which means that most weasels, in fact, all weasels that I know of, have a black tip on their tail. All those with white tips probably got eaten and just didn't survive. So that's how that works. Around my bird feeder this week, I wish I could say that I had seen a northern cardinal. friend of mine, Dennis Nolette, called and or sent me an email saying that there were quite a number of them in his yard. My wife and I had the pleasure of seeing 7 male cardinals in our Northwoods maple on Saturday, the 11th. They were accompanied by 5 to 7 females. The males were not very bright red, or the males were very bright red with prominent black crests. What a sight to see this time of year. We live on Reynolds Street in Northeast Grand Rapids and usually only see 1 or 2 in late March or early April. It made our day. And I asked Dennis then if he'd heard them singing yet, and he said, haven't heard them singing, haven't had a second sighting. Hopefully they will return soon. So, yeah, the cardinals are out, and this is getting to be the time of year that they should begin to sing. Another friend of mine, Eileen Anderson, who lives on the Trout Lake Road, is always in touch with me about the cardinals in her neighborhood, and she has had cardinals for a long, long time, including breeding pairs. So they're here, and they don't migrate, and if you are lucky enough to have some around your house, boy, oh boy, oh boy, just consider yourselves one of the fortunate few in northern Minnesota. Pine siskins are at my house. Bohemian waxwings. Bill Marshall reported seeing bohemian waxwings in northeastern Grand Rapids. Sharp-shinned hawk was seen by Sue in Itasca County. Some of this data coming off of the KAXEKBXE Season Watch page, which is an interesting spot on Facebook where you can post your observations. And as someone so thoughtfully reminded all of you who go there, all of you who have gone there, post your location, because all phenology is local. And what that means is that what happens in your yard may be happening in somebody else's yard, but it'll certainly be happening at a different time. So, for example, if you live in Brainerd and you are seeing, let's go with aspen leaf out, which is usually around the 1st of May in Grand Rapids. So that's going to be about the 26th of April on average in Brainerd, and Grand Rapids, as I said, it'll be about the 1st of May, and up in Virginia, it'll be about the 4th of May. So there is a seasonality to things and a timing to things, and to just post something, to use the example we're on, to just post something that says, the aspens are leafing out at my house, and not tell us where your house is, it kind of throws things into a tizzy, because we wonder if you live in Virginia or Brainerd, or if you live in Minneapolis or International Falls. So if you do use the Season Watch page, please remember to put in a note about where you're seeing these things, because it is all local. I was out on the bog this past week, and a couple of sightings from up there. There was a snow scorpion fly wandering across the snow. Now, why they call them flies, I don't know, because in the adult stage, their wings are withered and certainly nothing they're going to fly with. They look like large mosquitoes. And they're wandering about on top of the snow, walking about on top of the snow. So check those out if you get a chance, and don't mistake them for mosquitoes. They are not, and nor will they bite you. They're not looking for any blood meal from you. I saw a bald eagle soaring above the junction of Blue Heron Road, Blue Heron Drive, and the River Road, and thought, perhaps it was the one that has a nest over by my house, and probably was. I talked to Jeff Cook. You may remember Jeff did some observations for us last spring as the dam tender at the Pekegama Dam, and he said that he had watched bald eagles along the Mississippi River up by the Pekegama Dam, grabbing grassy materials from the top of muskrat houses and pulling up cattails from along the edges of the river to take to their nests. And February, generally, Valentine's Day into the next week, I think typically for me, the eagles by my house always came back sometime around the 20th of February. So it's getting to be that time, and this is a kind of a warm February. So perhaps this will be the one. where they're a little bit early. But watch, if you have a nest nearby, watch and see if you don't see the eagles either sitting in it or resting in it at night or gathering grasses to reline it for another year of occupation. Whatever the case, watch the nests and watch the eagles. They're coming back to northern Minnesota. Many of them never left northern Minnesota, but those that are coming back will be doing some nest maintenance, adding sticks, adding grasses and soft nest lining materials. So all of that will be taking place right soon. Last Thursday, I took a trip down to Isle, Minnesota. Some buddies of mine had come up from Albert Lea, and they were fishing on Mille Lacs, and I went down to visit them a little bit. Along the way, just north of Isle, along Highway, I think it's 47, there were pheasants in the ditches, and I suspect that there must be a pheasant farm nearby, some hunting farm place nearby, because all in all, in less than a half a mile, I saw six birds. All were paired. There were two, and then two more, and then finally two more, and they were all in the verge, along the verge of the road, and I suspect that they were either gathering grit or they were eating exposed vegetation from where the plows had pushed back the snow along the edge of the road. So if you know something about that, maybe you'd like to fill me in. I'm not familiar with that area. I don't go down that way very often. And I was pretty surprised to see pheasants standing along the road there. The other thing that I noticed down in that country, and I took a second trip down the other side, the west side of Mille Lacs yesterday with my father-in-law, and noticed the same thing, and that is that the sumac down there is topped with these clusters of bright, I would say red. I mean, it looks red to my eye. It's probably not red like a fire engine, but it's red like a chestnut-colored horse. It's red, and they are very spectacular right now, and if you have some sumac in your neighborhood that has those kinds of fruits on them, I would say keep an eye on them, because at some point when things get really thin up here, when the food sources get really hard to come by, the crows and the blue jays and some other birds are going to start eating those sumac seeds, and really they are fruits, but boy, it's a pretty skinny fruit. The fruit part of that is, a millimeter thick, and the seed is probably 4 millimeters in diameter. So there's a lot more seed than fruit there. And the outside is kind of fuzzy, furry there. They're hardly what I would call good eating. But I have options. I can go to the grocery store. We've been talking about skunks throughout the winter, really, starting clear back in January. We've had reports of skunks. Some may have come out due to flooding back in January when we had some warm weather and some rain and whatnot. It kind of filled things up and maybe drove some skunks out of their hiding spots. But the skunks are coming out right now in interest of mating, and the males will come out and wander around and look for females. And when they find the females, who oftentimes will hibernate in the sense that, in the scientific definition of hibernation, which is reduced heart rate, reduced body temperature, reduced respiration, skunks don't do that, but they do sleep for long periods of time. And the male skunks will be out wandering around at this time of year and looking for the little clusters of females, in which case they will hopefully get a chance to breed with some of them and will probably stay with them for a while to ensure that they are the only males who get in there. And that's all happening now. And one of the results of all of that happening, of course, is that we find, skunks getting hit on roads, because if your legs are only about 4 inches long and the snow's about 12 inches deep, You're going to select a road or a sidewalk as a place of walking rather than settling for just cutting cross country in some very, very deep snow, which would be a bit of a struggle. I noticed, too, that the white-breasted nuthatches around my house have picked up a different song. and are singing a kind of a spring song. It's sort of ank, 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 ank. And they're singing that pretty insistently. And that's another good sign that we are moving in towards spring. And for those of you who missed it, I might have mentioned the evening grosbeak scene by the kids over at North Shore Community School. And cardinals over that way as well. So lots of birds to check out right now. It is that time of year. Watch the eagles' nests. Watch for activity around the nests. And, of course, watch out for the skunks, because those little Lotharios, it's Valentine's Day, and they're out looking to hook up with another little female skunk. And they're going to be doing that all through the rest of this month. And you're going to want to be careful not to run over one, because he will leave you with a badge that will linger and give you something to do olfactorily while you drive your car around. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations to share, please get in touch with us.